Tanya, we are here at Wingo Tango. Woo! Woo, woo, woo! We are in a room decked out with sugar bear hair.
It is so cute in here, by the way. Like, it's literally so stinking cute.
We have pillows. We have sugar bear hair gummies. We have suckers, lollipops, candies.
Everything's blue. The vases or vases are blue. Sans.
No sans today. That was the last sans you got for the day.
Blue balloons. I mean, it's really good.
Yeah. So thanks, Sugar Bear Hair. We are in a cozy, cute environment, ready to get this podcast started.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Tanya, I just want to say you look gorgeous.
Becca, I just got to say you look like a true Barbie doll.
A Barbie doll?
Yeah, you're in hot pink.
I know. I was like, you know, Tanya's not wearing hot pink on the carpet, which is usually
shocking.
Her MO. So yeah. I took it for the scrubbing in.
Do you know what's really funny is my backup dress today was hot pink.
Oh, yeah. I saw the options. Yeah. I probably would have rearranged things because I wouldn't want to like clash with the pinks.
Right.
I'm already worried about the pink black carpet.
Oh,
we'll see how it goes. It'll be fine. Yeah, you look awesome.
Thank you so much.
How's it going? You have a lot to do tonight.
I have a lot to do tonight, and I literally came in here. I haven't looked at myself in the mirror, and you're like, your ears look really cool. I was like, thanks. I haven't seen them.
Yeah, she has really cool ear cuffs on.
Yeah,
and a good ear styling. Thank situation.
You so much. I always like to have a good ear party. You know,
that's what I was trying to say. Ear yeah. party.
Oh, I brought you a gift.
What'd you bring me?
So, you know how I always really want us to be matching?
Yeah.
So I got us matching sweatshirts, and then I figured because it gets cold here at night, it's cold.
It's chilly today.
Chilly.
Yeah.
So like when, you know, all the photos are taken and like whatever.
Time to be comfy.
Yeah. It says you're my person.
Tanya, that is so cute. And it's a zip up. I don't even have to worry about my hair getting messed up.
No. And it says Grey's Anatomy on the back.
That is the best gift ever.
Do you like?
I love.
So we can be like matching later.
I cannot wait to match with you tonight while we listen to Taylor and Joe Bros.
I already walked by their dressing room and I like fully was
stalk
like
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know where they are.
I know where
scary
they are.
Scary for them.
I saw their schedule. So don't mind me.
No pit stop by the podcast today.
No pit stop. I'm going to be talking to them around 7:10 today.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
You'll get like a mini podcast questionnaire.
I'll probably get them for like 5 minutes, but you know what? I will take any minute that I can get.
You'll probably go, hi, Nick.
Yeah. How do I sound, by the way? I'm doing this podcast sans headphones.
Oh, I knew you were going to try and weasel that in there.
Because I don't want to mess up my hair. I haven't looked at it, but I imagine that it would get messed up if I put headphones on.
You sound excellent as always.
Thank you so much.
Easton's giving the thumbs up.
Okay.
I was going to talk to you about, do we just go into like our life or do we talk about tonight? Like I've never done Wingo
either.
Tango podcast.
Easton. Yeah, yeah. I mean, what are you guys excited for tonight?
Well, I mean, I'm obviously super excited about Taylor Swift.
Of course.
I am really excited about the Jonas Brothers because I haven't gotten to see them perform reunited yet.
It is magic. I'm telling you, it's like they have blessed us again, yet again. All is right in the world because the Jonas Brothers are back.
I feel that way.
So they're going to blow the roof. There's no roof on this place.
If there was a roof, it would be off.
If the roof were, yeah.
I'm also super excited about Fletcher.
Yes.
I'm a big fan, and I love all of her music, so I'm super excited to hear her. Really excited about Five Sauce opening.
Oh.
Your new favorite song.
I love Easier. I listened to it on repeat for like 3 days, like I think right when it came out.
Is it easy to go? I mean, I did not know that dude. It's Ashton, right? Is the singer?
Yeah.
I did not know he could hit those notes. Like, that's wild.
Yeah. And apparently, like, I didn't realize that, like, being able to do falsetto is, like, kind of like a
gift.
Yeah. But it's also kind of like a, in the music industry, it's like kind of like BDE.
Oh.
Did I equate that right? Did that, like, make sense? Like, if you can have a falsetto or if you can, like, hit that in the music world, uh-huh. like, you have BDE.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense to me.
That's new information to me. And I don't know that I was missing it per se, but I'm, you know, now I know. It could be a fun fact I bring up after a few drinks tonight.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
he hits
yeah,
the
yeah,
note.
Yeah. You're like, did fun you fact, know? Yeah.
Great.
That's musical BDE.
Yeah, yeah, musical yeah. BDE.
I could give you another one, too. Callum is the only one without a girlfriend.
You know, I wouldn't say I'm familiar with.
Let me bring you up to speed.
Which one's Callum?
Callum is, I was going to say, well.
He plays bass. He could have been a professional soccer player.
Does he have blonde hair?
He has dark hair.
He has dark hair, okay. But no, it's now blonde. He's dyed it blonde.
But he was originally dark hair.
Yes.
Okay. I think I know who he is.
We sat next to him at the iHeart Awards.
Yeah, I didn't sit there and chat with him all night. It was like a quick intro. I know them collectively as Five Sauce, and that's...
By the way, we should talk about how Becca and I like go to the iHeart Awards, and we're like, oh, where's our table? Like, so we're like trying to find our table. And we look down, and I'm like... is that 5 seconds of summer?
I felt bad for them that they were with us. It was like not paired right, you know? Like they should have been up front.
It was them and you at the table?
Literally, it was us and then Five Sauce. And I'm like, do we apologize? Like yeah. I'm sitting in the front and I feel like I should be like in the front of the table closer to the stage. I'm like, why are they not?
Beck and I were like crying, laughing. We're like, somebody did something wrong by putting us at this table. But I was like, I'm here for it.
No complaints from us. Yeah, we were thrilled. Yeah, I very thrilled. Bad for them.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Was it 7 seconds of summer at that point?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Or five scrubs?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it was five scrubbers of summer.
God, they're going to be great. They're going to be really great.
I'm very excited to hear the BDE falsetto. Who else have we missed?
I think we hit a lot of the big hitters.
Halsey, Zed.
Ava Max. We just talked to her the other day.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Heard her
about
during
Ava
soundcheck. She sounds great.
Great. Sweet mm-hmm. but psycho.
Mm-hmm. I've been here for a long time today.
I was supposed to get my hair and makeup done at 10:30 this morning, but I didn't feel like getting it done and then sitting around and waiting. So then I moved it to 12:30, which then made me slightly tardy for today's
podcast.
Yeah,
that's
it's
okay.
Just part of my life. It's who I am. I don't know how to change it.
We just have an abbreviated podcast, but you know what? It's fine.
It's fine. Do we go into our life? What happened last week with sauna, in the infrared sauna?
Oh, you mean like all is right in the world again?
We can talk. So back in the day when Tanya and I used to live on the west side together, we would go to an infrared sauna together. And she'd come pick me up. We'd go. We'd sweat. Almost die.
And I'd honk honk. Woohoo. Let's go.
No, you don't. You text me and you go here. And then I come down. And then you're just in the car like on your phone until you acknowledge me.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true.
Kind of true.
No.
Anyways, it's fine. We like got to reunite. We found a new infrared sauna. So we went. We go and our old one, you could both of us, it was big enough, both of us could lay down in. And so when you're sweating like that, it's very important to be able to sprawl out, feel as much air distance from the other person as possible. We get into the sauna. Tanya knew this. It was this small. She didn't warn me.
I totally knew.
Like our arms are almost touching, which is there's nothing worse when you're sweating to have like an sticky arm situation, you know? So we sit, she's like loving it. She's so happy things are back to normal. And then you want to tell them what happened?
Oh, I burned my shoulder?
No.
Oh.
Are we not talking about your date? Your
Oh, no, happy to.
Mr. D. I couldn't think of his name.
I forgot there's a lot of things that happened in that sauna. I thought you were going to be like, I got punished to the floor. Like what happened
no,
next?
That was not punishment.
I texted because I think I said on the last podcast that I went out with this guy. The first date was really great. Second date felt like he backed off. And so Becca was like, I feel like he's probably dating other people. So, and I was like, you know what? If he is, then that makes sense. Maybe he like met somebody else and he's mm-hmm. like liking this person more. And then like that makes sense. I was like, oh, Eureka. Why don't I just like text him and see if he is dating other people?
Yeah. And so she.
Oh, wow.
Which is obviously premature because we've literally only gone out twice. But like, I'm like, whatever.
It's being assertive, though.
Right.
Know?
Like.
Yeah. It was being assertive, but also it was kind of. I got the impression because in my mind, I thought this could totally scare him off. But I didn't really feel like she cared that much.
No, because I'm like, I want to know. I can obviously tell. And it actually led me to be able to say that. I was like, I have been able to see that you've backed off a little bit. So I was just thinking that that might be the reason why.
Mm hmm.
It is not.
Yeah, he acted like it was a weird question.
Yeah.
Which made it seem
Even weirder.
Because it wasn't a weird question. I thought because she literally said, are you dating anyone else? They kind of had a joke back and forth about like his friend or something. And then he was like, I'm confused by your question. And she said, well, I just feel like you've backed off a little bit. So I was just asking. And he goes, well, why didn't you just lead with that? I'm still confused.
And I was like,
it was straightforward.
Yeah. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
So where are we now?
So actually, it's funny you say, I hadn't heard from him since then. He just texted me just now.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. It's a photo of him. It's just a photo of him.
You sent a picture of him?
Yeah.
Can I see? I don't know if I've gotten like a actual photo sans Instagram.
Wow. I like this dude. Yeah. Sign me up.
Oh, wow.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he's cute.
He just sent that with no comment?
No comment.
Is it okay if we describe what this picture is?
Sure.
He's sitting in a floaty, a pink flamingo floaty with his legs spread. It's unclear if he's wearing anything.
First of all, his legs aren't necessarily spread. I feel like that's how they have to be to like be in the floaty. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like a suggestive photo.
It's like funny.
It's very funny and very cute. And it shows he has a lot of personality.
He is just coming back around. What?
What do I send back to that?
Yeah. Maybe just a gorgeous selfie of you today.
I'm all.
Yeah, like you're like, yeah. He's being funny and goofy and you're just like hot.
Yeah, so there we go. That's where we stand with that.
Which is exciting. I like that you just went for it. I kind of wonder if you really, really liked him and you were scared of him backing away if you would have sent that.
Right. I know. I kind of have this like DGAF attitude towards it and I don't know if that's like good or bad.
I think that's very good because it's kind of like a watch pot never boils, you know, like if you just like put yourself in that mindset, then that's when everything presents itself. Yeah. That's what I found anyway. Yeah.
And if it doesn't challenge you,
doesn't change you.
Yeah, there we go.
Could we do a F, Mary, kill situation
with, why are you laughing?
Because I rode in the car to Wingo Tango with Taylor Banks and Kylie. Is it Geyer? And we had a great discussion. We had a lot of time in the car and they presented me with some, I'm not allowed to say it, but F, Mary, kills.
Oh, you know what's funny is I was actually going to do that for my live stream. I was going to do Kiss, Mary, Seal.
What's that mean?
Like seal the deal. So you don't have to kill anybody.
Oh, that's not fun though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start with a hard hitter right here. We're going to start with the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, that's good.
And what are my options? Marry, kiss, kill. Okay.
We'll say kiss, marry. Okay, kiss, marry, kill.
Kiss, marry, kill. I would kiss. This is so bad. Because I love them all.
I know.
What did you pick?
Well, I decided to, I think I'm going to kiss... What did I decide? Can y'all remember? Did I say
How
mine?
Do you not remember?
I don't think I answered mine. I don't think I answered mine because I was thinking about it. I think I'm going to kiss. I'm going to marry Nick.
Interesting.
I'm going to kill Joe, I think. And I think I'll kiss. I think I'll kiss Kevin.
You know, it's funny because what?
Your reaction.
I'm going to kiss Kevin too. That was my knee jerk reaction.
You're going to kill Nick?
No. I am going to marry Joe and then I'm going to off myself so I can save Nick.
I did not present you with that option.
Well, guess what? I found a loophole. I'm not killing any of the Jonas Brothers. The world needs the Jonas
Brothers.
You're
taking yourself down before you kill a Jonas
I'm
brother.
I'm basically a martyr.
Interesting.
Is that the right word?
That's the right word.
Do you have one for me?
Okay. Marry, kiss, kill. Who else is on the lineup? It's
We have Zed.
Five Sauce.
We have I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, that's hard to do.
I follow one of them.
Ashton.
Okay. Oh, that's Ashton.
Michael, Callum, Luke.
Okay. So go pick your three and then present them to me.
You can pick out of all four.
I'm going to marry Luke. I'm going to kiss Callum and I'm going to off Ashton. Ashton?
Wow.
Yeah, Ashton.
Yeah. Why are you not reacting? The reason why this is not riveting is because you're giving me nothing back. Are your pants too tight? What's going on?
Clearly, I'm not sitting down. So, yes, my pants are very tight in my vagina. They are literally going... Can we say that on the podcast?
Oh, we've said
tight in your vagina.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
It is. It is tight in my vagina area. So yes. Okay. That's why I'm standing for this podcast.
Do you have anything else? And I mean, I'm just trying to like gauge you and see like what you're excited about. Normally you have a lot more energy. Are you nervous about tonight? What's going on?
I am nervous. I've never hosted something like this on my own before. So I'm a little bit nervous about that.
What are you hosting?
The live stream. It's like the official live stream.
Oh.
So the whole show is being broadcast on Freeform in like a week.
Uh-huh.
And then it's obviously people can enjoy it now that are here. And then if they're not here, they can watch the whole thing on the live stream.
You're hosting the whole show?
Yeah.
When did you find that out?
Like 3 days ago.
No.
Yes.
You're hosting, like you're doing what Ryan Seacrest normally does?
For the interweb.
Wow.
Yeah.
You'll be great. I'm not worried at all.
Yeah. The panic in your voice led me to believe otherwise.
No, it wasn't panic. It was like excitement of you being so involved, people getting to see you if they're watching the show.
Yeah. So it's like exciting. It'll be all the performances, and then in between the performances it'll be me interviewing all the artists.
Are you interviewing everyone?
Everyone minus Taylor.
You know, I brought Taylor merch to wear.
I have Taylor merch as well.
But I'm gonna wear my sweater that you got me in instead. It's a high five. Oh, we're too tight. We're both in tight outfits. So high five was a struggle. I just wanted to once again thank Sugar Bear Hair for sponsoring today's podcast and having the cutest room ever. Tanya, I feel like you've been taking Sugar Bear Hair and I feel like your hair looks amazing.
Are you saying that because you've been looking in the mirror and your hair looks amazing?
Well, I do love Sugar Bear Hair. The only problem is that I cannot limit myself to two because they literally taste like candy.
But that's all you need. You just need two delicious Sugar Bear Hair gummy vitamins because they nourish your hair from within to promote longer, stronger, healthier, more beautiful looking locks.
And I feel like healthier hair, it's a fact that it starts on the inside. So if you want your beautiful hair back that maybe you've cut short or you've damaged it, it's simple. Give it what it craves, which is Sugar Bear Hair gummy vitamins. They taste delicious. You will struggle to only take two.
That's right. And that takes care of your hair. Now, are you getting enough sleep? So if you're not, you'll love Sugar Bear Sleep. It's the newest addition to the Sugar Bear Healthy family of products. They're delicious berry-flavored Sugar Bear Hair Sleep gummies, and they're getting rave reviews. I believe these ones right here, these cute little purple ones. So let's recap, Becca.
Yeah, Sugar Bear Hair for longer, stronger, healthier hair, and Sugar Bear Sleep to fall asleep faster and sleep better. Order both at sugarbearhair.com/Becca. That's sugarbearhair.com/Becca. One more time, sugarbearhair.com/Becca.
I guess okay. We should address the elephant in the room.
Which is that I almost took the sleep ones without knowing they were sleep ones.
No.
I'm glad we did that spot.
What's
the elephant in the room?
We are sans Joe Bros.
Yeah, and let's address the dissertation.
And, you know,
do we blame it on our listeners? They were supposed to make this happen.
These guys let us down.
Scrubbers, I had more faith. I had more faith. You know, there's a lot of chairs at this table. They could have really just
filled the room,
and they are not with us. And I'm beaten up about it.
Do we get you to do a nice little video maybe when you interview them later tonight and say hi to our scrubbing in family? But after the light, like once.
But is that what we don't want? That we need, like,
listen,
we need their advice for our listeners. Like, they are three thriving male men with three powerhouse wives. Yeah, mm-hmm. And they're just like the fab six.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't make sense. And I just feel like we could really use their knowledge on this podcast.
Well, I mean, maybe you just do a little teaser that says, hi, scrubbing in fam. We love you. Can't wait to hang out. Then it sets them up. They're held accountable.
I was thinking about just like after the thing, the feed cuts, I'm just like, yo, why did you not do our podcast? Like,
yeah, they, oh, well,
no, so video. Just be like, yo.
They saw Tanya's dissertation.
Yeah, Joe, I have proof that Joe and Kevin did see the dissertation,
but they didn't comment on it. They just saw it.
This is correct.
Says okay. Scene.
Says scene.
Oh,
they regretted it as soon as they watched it.
I tagged them in it and they watched it.
Well, how about this? One of your questions on the when you're doing the live stream, do you guys ever think about doing a podcast?
Have you guys ever thought about doing, have you ever thought about doing your own podcast?
Yes.
And then they can be like, oh, I don't know. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Cause like you could just come over and just pop in real quick and do mine.
Like, cause maybe they don't know that they want to do a podcast, and what they need to do is be a guest on a podcast to
feel
see
it
if
out.
They feel comfortable in front of the mics. Cause they're like, you know, not used
I
to being in front
of people.
I do know
that Nick was a guest on one podcast that I listened to. Yeah. And it was riveting. It really was. It was like so good.
What kind of questions did they ask?
Well, it's the podcast is called And the Writer Is. So they talk to all the people who write the songs.
The show's amazing.
Yeah.
So we just need to like get some really good content to ask for them to come on so that we're ready for the level that they need us to be at.
Oh, we're ready for the level.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just not today. We're ready in our minds, but they don't think we're ready yet.
So I saw them when I did the Billboard Awards, and I was like, this next album that they're putting out next week, Happiness Begins, is their 7th studio album. And in their song Year 3000, they basically say, in the year 3000, our 7th album is going to outsell Kelly Clarkson. So I told them at the Billboard Awards, I was like, you guys, I think that like you are going to predict this, and you're like, this album is going to outsell Kelly Clarkson. And Nick turns to me and he was like, that's some serious like Jonas Brothers like sleuthing right there. Because you have to add up all their solo projects, because it's like you have to add up the Jonas Brothers album and then Nick solo and then DNCE solo. So then like,
it's weird that you have so much time on your hands, honestly. Like, you're so busy to know these things.
Do you know what's weird? It's not that it takes me time. It's just like these are the things that I think about in my head when I'm like driving. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You made me listen. I mean, I got to listen to your 3000 with you in the car. I was confused over what we were listening to. And then I realized it was
Jonas.
I was like a fan of the music that was on the radio. That's how I, you know, but I'm much more excited about them being together now than I was when they were together previously.
I think the thing is, I just like individually I'm going to get on my Fox and preach again. They are just such good humans. Like, they're just good people. They treat people with respect. They're talented. They're just nice guys. And I just love that. And they work so hard. And they're just like so cute.
I haven't gotten to meet them yet. I've met them, but like it's been very you know, hi, I'm Becca. Hi, I'm Joe. Hi, I'm Nick. I haven't met Kevin.
Oh, Kevin?
The one I'd kiss. He doesn't even know. Then you know me.
He's like the little angelist of them all.
He's the only one I haven't met.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
So my sister, when she was like in 8th grade, she won a radio contest and got to meet them. And since then, I've been like knocking them off my list too, so like we could match. And they were broken up at the time, so I'm like, I got Nick, I got Joe. Oh. Kevin's the last one.
Wait, so can you do we know what happened with DNC?
You know what's funny? I don't know. Like, here's the thing. I think that there's something to be said about like, look at Diplo, for instance. Diplo is Diplo. He has Jack U. He has LSD. He has Silk City with Mark Ronson. He has all these different, like, things that he does. Uh-huh. So I feel like Joe could still do Jonas Brothers and DNCE and be, like, just Joe.
He was never, I mean, he's just Joe as, like, a human, but he never had a solo album.
He did when they broke up. Oh. He did.
Only a true, true Joe Bro fan would know.
That's
a sleuther.
Right.
So I'm interested in something. I noticed this the other day. Jack Lawless, who plays drums in DNCE,
yeah,
was also the drummer for the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Is he back with them now?
Yeah, he's been doing their performances with them.
All what? Right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a DNCE performance.
So really the only one who really got
Cole
the short
and
end?
Cole and Jinju.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
But I still think like it's like I really believe Joe can do it all. Like if anybody can do it, Joe Jonas can.
It's more of like, does he want to take that on?
Right. But that's an interesting question. I haven't heard anybody ask
maybe,
him that.
Maybe that's some content for you to ask them tonight.
Tonight? You know what's funny, though? So I just saw this setup.
Just ignored?
It is a good idea. I had this whole interview. Like, I literally had, like, interviews planned for all of them. Like, deep, like, really good stuff. Like, I knew, like, Fletcher grew up down the street from the Jonas Brothers.
Whoa.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I had all these things. And then I looked at the place where I'm going to be doing all the interviews. And it's literally that, like, walkway where everybody's walking to stage.
Oh.
So it's going to be like, everything's just going to be crazy and fast. So I feel like I'm just going to be like, blah. Like, it's not going to be like.
How did you, did Fletcher reveal that or did Jonas Brothers reveal that?
I did a little digging.
I mean, that's very
did you call her parents?
Intense and personal.
Yeah, I called some close members of her family and I found out some other things as well.
What else?
So her first job was a Disney princess. She did like Disney princesses, and she was a Taylor Swift impersonator.
Oh, I think I've seen that. You know, she was on America's Got Talent or X Factor. She was on X Factor, I think.
And she did, what did she do, Taylor Swift?
She, no, I don't know what she's saying, but she, in my opinion, should have gone further than she did because I think she has an amazing voice.
Well, yeah, you know, Lauren Daigle did American Idol.
No.
Yeah, I got sent home.
Is Lauren Daigle, oh, I hate when my mouth hits the mic.
I do too.
It's truly the worst.
Germs.
Germs. Is Lauren Daigle performing?
No.
Oh, that but was like, just a random fact?
Like, yeah, just a little random fact for you. Just full of facts. But isn't that cool that Fletcher like was a Taylor Swift impersonator, grew up next to or very close to the Jonas Brothers, and they're all here tonight?
That is really cool.
I love that. That's manifestation in the
right?
biggest way.
But I feel like I'm going to see her and I'm going to be like, wow.
I would just like to say, so Katy Perry's new song.
Ugh.
Love it.
Do you want to know who
Dagny was part of what?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Zed produced it.
Okay. So we were listening to it. Haley and I were listening to it. And she was like, this sounds so much like a song that you played a lot. And I was like, what? She thought it was Betty Who. And it was a Dagny song. And so then we found out that Dagny was a part of writing her song, Katy Perry's new song.
What song? What Dagny song does it sound like?
Love You Like That? You would probably not know it.
Oh, okay.
But I love the song. And I feel like something about it is about Taylor Swift.
What about it?
Just like it's been a few years. Like it's never, our friendship's never really over.
I've got some quick sleuthing that I did about that actually. Taylor Swift added that song
to her playlist.
That's why. That's why in my mind I've made it about friendship. Oh, yeah. Rekindled friendships.
I thought it was about Orlando Bloom. No,
I bet it is. But in my mind, I like to listen to it and think like, oh, it's about her friendship with Taylor, and like, it's back.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it's funny you bring that up. We're just bringing everything full circle because I was rewatching the Taylor Swift interview on the Ellen DeGeneres show where she was like, said, what's the most embarrassing thing you did? And Taylor was like, call out Joe Jonas. Yeah. And so I was like, I'm not going to be able to do it because the place I'm in is just not conducive to like heavy hitting questions.
Yeah.
But I was like, what if Joe, aka the Jonas Brothers, and Taylor Swift did a song called 27 Seconds.
Whoa.
Because that's like how quick, like that's how quick the call was when he broke up with her. Mm-hmm.
Why did we know that?
She said it on the
She said 27 seconds.
Yeah. She was like, I won't remember the guy who like broke up with me over the phone in 27 seconds.
That would be so good.
Right? Should I still try and throw that in there?
I would totally throw that in there. I would throw in all the heavy hitting questions you can.
But I want to talk about the album too, because I feel like I want to talk about the song Love Her. I feel like it's already made me cry and I haven't even heard it.
Oh.
There's like a lot. There's just too much to cover. I know.
No, but how do you know about that?
Because it's on their Instagram.
Yeah. Sleuth.
Sleuth. A lot of stalking. And the song Strangers, like I feel like that's probably going to be really emotional too. Like how they were strangers when they were like broken up.
I mean, I think, yeah.
I know, my heart is heavy.
I don't feel already. That, like, if they had been on the podcast, I'd feel a little more connected to them. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, hurts me.
You don't feel connected to them?
I have them on my
laptop. I do, too. I have them on my laptop, too. Everybody that comes in is like, are you? I was like, yeah.
No, you know what? I think I'm going to feel a new level of love for them after seeing them perform live tonight. Yeah. And I have a pit pass, so I'm going to see them in the pit.
How do I get that?
Don't know. We got to know the right people, I guess.
I want to be in there.
No, I do too, but I don't think I will.
I'll send y'all
the whole time.
I'm podcasting all day, baby.
No, so what time?
No, I'll be able to see the Jonas Brothers. I'm done around 8 p.m.
Oh yeah, they're not on till like. Let me check my.
Who else is doing podcasts today?
Well, let's run it down, baby. We got Scrubbing In with Becca and Tanya, the best podcast.
Thank you, thank you, Easton.
Almost Famous with Ben and Ashley.
Uh-huh.
Help I Suck at Dating with Dean Engler and Wind Down with Jana Kramer, and we're doing the Pradcast.
Wow, the whole gang's all here.
The gang's all here. Everybody.
Well, in luck for you, you. I mean,
lucky
words.
For you.
Lucky
her
for you.
Her pants are tight. Her vagina.
my pants are so tight in my vagina. No, the Jonas Brothers go on at 9 at like later.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Oh yeah, you're done before Joe Bros. Yeah.
Well, I'll be there in the pit. I'll be moshing with you guys.
I can't wait to mosh.
I can't wait to have silky hair, frankly.
Well, Easton, you have gorgeous hair.
Oh, thank you.
I mean,
can I offer you one now?
Yes. They're actually, really.
Oh, should we all take some right now?
You know, I'm not going to lie. My nails are a little.
You know, they'd be more, they'd be stronger if you were taking the Sugar Bear Hair multivitamin.
So as we said before, healthier hair, healthier health, health.
Yeah.
Starts on the inside. Health. No one even got me say healthier health.
It sounds good though.
Thank you. If you want your beautiful hair back, it's really simple. You just have to give it what it craves. And everything your hair craves is in Sugar Bear Hair Gummy Vitamins. Just two delicious Sugar Bear Hair Gummy Vitamins nourish your hair from within to promote longer, stronger, healthier, more beautiful looking hair.
That takes care of your hair. Now...
Well, I'm just going to tell you about the multivitamin.
Tell me.
Because I'm holding it. They have omega-3, vitamin B12, vitamin C, and D2. All of Sugar Bear Hair's vitamins are gluten-free, soy-free, and cruelty-free. So that's very important. I'm going to take two of these. They taste just as delicious as the originals. And I feel like I'm just going to have more energy throughout the day. Delicious berry-flavored Sugar Bear Hair Gummies are getting rave reviews. They have for a while now. And now they have the Sugar Bear Sleep. We're talking fall asleep faster, best sleep ever, rave reviews.
So order both at sugarbearhair.com/Becca. That's sugarbearhair.com/Becca. Again, that is sugarbearhair.com/Becca.
So Tanya, what's next on the docket for you? I know this is a very busy day. What's next?
Next on the docket is rehearsal for the live stream.
You've already done one outfit change today, by the way. When I first saw Tanya, she was in a completely different outfit.
Well, it wasn't really meant to be a whole outfit change.
This is what you were wearing before you got here?
Yeah, because I didn't want to wear this while I was getting my makeup done. So I just wore my tailor shirt and some jeans.
Well, you looked amazing. I thought you were going on camera with that.
Oh, really?
For real.
Nice.
I'm not just saying that.
Houston, you're just the best.
The best.
Are you going to ask me what I'm doing after this?
What are you doing after this, Becca?
I'm going to go get a makeup touch up.
All right.
And then I'm going to go have a drink and go to the gifting suite.
Can you get me something cute if there's something in there?
Anything particular that you like?
I haven't gone down there.
Like clothes, beauty products,
they have
food.
A really cute swim line in there.
What is it?
Sea Folly?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Becca, if you can get me something too, that would be really
nice. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
A Sea Folly swim?
I would like that. I'm a medium. Okay.
Medium, great.
Shall we call time a death? Do you want to do that? Is there more you guys want to say?
I feel like Tanya's in work mode right now. She's got to go. She's
a woman.
Do you
see the wheels
of
my head spinning?
Yes, you're so... I mean, you're a working woman. What are you going to do?
Well, because... And then the other thing is the timing of everything that's happening is things are overlapping. So I'm not totally sure how I'm going to be in two places at once, but I'm just like...
So what are the chances of us doing the carpet together?
When is it open?
5.
Good. Oh. My live stream doesn't start till 5:25.
Oh my gosh. Let's go there right off the bat.
I'd love to kick it off.
She's really making me high five and I don't have the capacity in my dress.
Really? The sleeves look pretty
It's just all tight. You know, I don't want to move too much. Could easily rip.
The sleeves look very loose. Effervescent. Is that the right word?
It's not the right word, but they do look effervescent.
Okay, well, we gotta go. Okay, it's time to go. Let's wrap after that.
Here we go.
Time of death. Oh, 14:04.
It's 14.
No, it's 16:04.
Oh.